Welcome to the show. McDonald's Chicken Nuggets Taste Real Good, sponsored by McDonald's. Today I need to find an amazing person to be my new museum director. I must find someone perfect. Here come the candidates.
I'm Winnie the Pooh, and you should hire me because I'm the best.
I'm Lisa. You should hire me because I know a lot about Mesopotamia.
I'm Veruca Salt, and I should be hired because I'm rich, and or else my daddy will fire you.
I'm Hermione Granger, and I should be hired because I'm really smart, and I'm amazing.
I'm Eeyore. Hire me because I'm broke and I need money. Seems like our candidates all have potential to get this job. It will be hard to decide, so we're going to play a game. We will go around, and each of them will have to say one fact about Mesopotamian government. Whoever runs out of facts will be disqualified until we have one winner. So let's get this started.
Yay!
Who's first?
Me.
Okay, then.
Me next. Then me.
I'll go next.
I'll go last. Okay, Veruca, what's your fact?
When the Assyrians were in charge, they would make the people pay taxes. If they refused to pay taxes, they would destroy their city and send them far away.
The social structure of ancient Mesopotamia was usually the king, nobility, priests, and priestesses, and then the upper class, the lower class, and the slaves.
According to one of the earliest historical documents of the Sumerian king was 8 kings of Sumer reigned before the famous flood, also known as Noah's Ark, until about 2800 BC when they were united under the rule of one king, Etana of Kish.
The first king of Babylon made many laws with about one subject. Many has to do about punishments.
The king served as an earthly deputy of Asher, who they considered the king of the gods. Okay, no one was eliminated this round.
Hurry up! My daddy promised me ice cream when I got the job.
Okay, someone's excited. Next round.
In Sumer, the ruler would supervise the growing of crops and also made sure the earth was taken care of. If you were the ruler, you were basically head of the household, which is what they called their community. The slaves were usually the ones who were caught in battle, and they were usually sold to the higher classes.
In about 2340 BC, King Sargon of Akkad conquered them and went on to build a group of states that stretched westward to the Mediterranean Sea.
The Babylon law itself tells archaeologists a lot about their lives and Babylon, how they made people convince their crimes.
Kings preferred to rule in distant territories to avoid battle and war.
Good job, contestants. Let's move on.
In Sumer, they did not write their laws. The ruler would pass a law from the government, and everyone had to learn it.
In ancient Mesopotamia, slaves were able to marry whoever they wanted and were able to buy their own freedom and their own land.
Sumeria was a symbol of government in which priests held an able-to-be-trusted role. Because Sumerians believed gods ultimately ruled the land, kings ruled by divine rights and lived in large palaces.
In Assyrian, things are slightly different. The king's word was law. The king ruled as a representative of god Asher.
The kings were renamed after they became king. Not much was known about Asher before 14 BCE.
No one has been eliminated so far. Congrats. Let's keep going.
I can't think of any more facts.
Then you're eliminated.
No! My daddy's gonna fire you! You're so mean! Huh!
What a brat. The lower class wore jewelry as well as the upper class, but it was not as grand as the ones the upper class wore.
The Sumerian kingdoms didn't last long until the king of Kish ruled at around 2500 BC. Uruk controlled most of Sumer until about 2375 BC, until Sargon of Akkad ruled Sumer for 150 years.
The Sumerian, I forgot.
Oh no, you're eliminated.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh no, I forgot my facts. See ya. Well, two people were eliminated this round. We have two people left. Okay, we will have an epic showdown to the death. Say as many facts as you can when it's your turn. Whoever says the most will win this job. Winnie the Pooh is up first.
A couple city states overcame the small neighbor states and became small kingdoms like Kish, Lagash, Uma, Ur, and Uruk. Two, the Sumerian city states was governed by a king, the Lugal, meaning big man, who oversaw the improving growth of the land among many other responsibilities. Three, each city state had its own ruler. Their titles were Lugal, En, or Ensi. The ruler was like a king or governor. The ruler of their city was often the high priest of their religion as well. Four, the Sumerian king lists a document composed in 2100 BCE in Lagash, lists all the kings going back to the beginning of the world when the gods first were established. Kingship in Urdu. The first king was King Atana, described as he who stabilized all the land. Four, Gilgamesh, 2650 BC, fifth king, known to people as demigod with the strength of superhumans.
Five!
The kingdom was made up of city-states, which were cities that also acted as politically independent states. Each had its own government, army, and king. King Sargon I reunited the Sumerian city-states. That's all I have!
Okay, my turn. The social pyramid of Assyria usually went like this. First was the pharaoh, the government, the nobles, and the priests, and then the soldiers, and then the scribes, the merchants, the artisans, and then the farmers, and the slaves and servants. Two, the soldiers would defend the city, and everyone knew them for their brutality and force. Three, everyone had to pay for their own goods and services, even the king. Four, the priests would shave their heads so that everyone would know that they were priests. Five, the priests and priestesses led in religious services. They interpreted omens and signs, and they also served as healers. Six, the scribes and private tutors were highly respected and paid well. And the private tutors devoted themselves.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Ooh, looks like we have a winner. It was close. Good job to both of you, but a better job to Hermione. Great job!
Yay!
Okay, that's the end of today's segment of McDonald's Chicken Nuggets Tastes Real Good, sponsored by McDonald's. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.